This is The Unholy Union,
a podcast where you will be subjected to highly offensive marital discourse.
If you do not feel insulted during this week's episode, don't worry. We'll try harder next week.
If you can relate to our ramblings, we want to be friends with you.
If you believe that we take it too far or our mouths are too much for you, then with as much love and sincerity as we can muster, you can suck it.
Welcome to The Unholy Union.
I think our new catchphrase, or maybe we should have our daughter re-record, smack him in the balls.
Oh, no. I can't believe she said that. That was ridiculous. We both looked at each other, and I was driving, and I still looked at you like, uh-oh, you're going to blame me for this.
As you said, driving down the road, and our daughter starts singing the song in the back of the car.
Little John.
Uh-huh.
And the East Side Boys.
Uh-huh.
Get low.
Right. Get low, get low, get low.
She said from the window to the wall, and then I was like, uh-oh.
Here it comes.
Here comes the bad part. And then she says, smack him in the balls. And I lost my shit, and I was like, oh, no.
Dude, I said, where did you hear that?
And she tried to blame me, but I was not, I wouldn't listen to that song in front of her.
No, and that's not what it says anyway, so obviously she didn't hear it.
And no, and why would I sing smack him in the balls?
And then she said that she heard it at school, like another kid was singing it, and that's what they said. I can't.
No.
I really can't. I'm not ready for this.
She's already growing into and getting older and starting to hear inappropriate shit. That isn't coming from us.
Right. Like, that's where we're at. So
we have no control anymore.
So she's getting ready to turn 9 here soon, towards the end of the year. And I think that is the next phase stage that's going to happen, right? Like, before it was all funny stuff, like butts and farts.
Now it's like vulgar shit.
Right. That they don't know what they're saying.
Smacking them in the fucking balls, man. That's terrible.
I'm not ready for this next stage. I'm really not.
What Although, I mean, we did kind of tell her, like, if somebody puts hands on you that's a dude, kick him in the balls.
True.
To escape.
Right. I mean, and she knows anatomy parts, and she knows the slang words for what they're called, too. So it's not weird that she said that. Like, she's going to hear a lot of stuff like that.
Well, and she immediately blamed me, though.
I don't think...
She said, daddy taught me. And I was like, what?
Well, you are the person who teaches her a lot of that. But anyway, so no, it was funny. It was funny. It's something I think that's going to become more common in our lives, unfortunately.
Oh, yeah. We're going to get asked questions about things that we're not going to feel very comfortable about
talking. I didn't tell you. No, you weren't there yet. So we decided over the weekend that she wanted to cook eggs. She's actually getting really good at it. And she said, Mommy, what kind of eggs are these? And I said, they're chicken eggs.
Mm-hmm.
And she goes, are they dead? I was like, well, they were never born. So no, they're not dead, but they were never alive. And she goes, well, how do they become baby chicks? I was like, oh, shit. chicken and a rooster have to make it a baby chick. So the rooster didn't do that. And we have an egg that's not a chick. And she was okay with that.
You've dodged a bullet there.
We're not trying to be overly descriptive with those things yet. I want to wait a little bit longer.
Well, yeah. What are you going to say to her? That rooster didn't mount that chick and let his sperm out. What's a sperm?
Again, she knows, you know, basics, right? Mommy, daddy, make a baby, right?
Yeah.
So the same concept there, and I think she was okay with it. But again,
it's coming.
It's all coming so fast.
Well, I remember in fifth grade, a sex ed class or day, I guess you could say it was like a day, and we had to watch the video.
She's in third grade right now, so we're getting there.
I remember that vividly because of how hard we fucking laughed the entire time. All the boys were laughing and all the girls were in there sitting very attentively.
No, I remember laughing and feeling really awkward, like, ooh.
My favorite part, though, was when they were explaining puberty and how boys' voices change and how the voices crack.
Yep.
And they, it was clearly a voice actor that was not going through puberty. And it was like, hello. And we all lost it for like 10 minutes. They had to pause the video.
I really wish I would have known you back then, so that way I could have heard your voice like before puberty. I bet you were squeaky as shit.
They used to call me Squeaky.
Oh.
Yeah, that used to be my nickname, was Squeaky.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, times have changed.
Yeah, speaking of our kids, right? Our daughter and our two nephews. Our nephews are younger than our daughter. So we went to the beach this weekend and hung out with my sister and her husband and my parents. Anyways, we're all there.
They're not married.
Okay, but common law. Anyways, so we started talking about, like, you know, it used to be once a year that we would go to the beach.
Yeah.
Once a year we would go, and the thing, it was like, oh, so excited. And now our kids go like every weekend.
Yeah, I know.
Every weekend. So to them, it's not going to be like a thing.
It's not special.
It's just something we do, right? But then my mom said, they're not going to remember snow. So maybe snow then becomes the special thing. So it's like in reverse. Okay, I guess. I hate snow. I hate it.
I'm okay with that, though.
Like, it being the special thing?
Yeah, because you choose when to go and get tortured by the cold.
For a short amount of time.
Yeah, and then you go home after, and then you come back to Florida and go to white sandy beaches again. But snow, to me, though, obviously you don't just go somewhere that has snow. You go somewhere that has snow and snow activities like skiing or tubing, whatever. I'd be okay with that.
Yeah, it being the special thing.
Yeah, or somewhere that we can go ice fishing.
See, you just said two things that just absolutely loathe. I loathe ice and fishing.
Yeah.
I don't even like ice in my drinks. I hate ice.
I know, it's, you're freaking weird. Who likes warm water?
No, I don't mind it being in the fridge and being cold, being dispensed coldly.
Coldly?
I know. Is that a word?
I don't know. You might want to look that up.
Okay, I will next time. But the idea of snow now becoming like the thing, I thought that was interesting. It's like,
Yeah, it's so we're in Florida. We've said it every episode now.
If you haven't caught on yet,
it'd be hard to go somewhere. You have to fly.
You could fly, or it might be like an 8-hour car ride. I'm not sure
to where
it would be. I think the closest place I've heard a lot of people say is Asheville, North Carolina. I think there's a ski resort there.
You think that's 8 hours?
I don't know.
That's probably like, I don't know, that's 12 to 16 hours probably.
I don't think so. There's a lot of people I know who drive up there.
They're crazy.
But again, I don't know how far it is. But anyways.
It takes 8 hours to get out of Florida. From where we're at.
That's not very true.
I'm confused. It takes 8 hours just to get to Jacksonville from Tampa.
There's plenty of places in the country that you could go for a winter.
Yeah. Utah gets cold, doesn't it?
Yeah. I think it's got mountains.
Right? You could go there and go to some kind of like ski resort. I already told you that's one of my dream vacation type deals is that hot tub time machine shit where the hot tub is outside and it's frigid and cold. I want to do that so bad.
I love that for you. I really don't want to do that.
Well, I wouldn't be the one going down the fucking ski slopes. I'd be sitting in the hot tub all day and watching the snow fall. That would be cool.
Yeah, sounds great.
In a cabin on the side of a mountain. That would be so fucking badass. Let's go.
Maybe.
Right now.
Speaking of... I'm trying to figure out how to segue on that one. Since we have moved to Florida, and we're now talking that beaches aren't the thing anymore, but snow is, it's been interesting to watch us adjust to Florida life, and hurricanes are part of that, right?
Yeah.
If you're a Floridian, it's just what you anticipate during hurricane season.
It's life.
Exactly. It happens. But since we've moved here, it seems like Virginia
where we came from,
has gotten a lot of brunt of these storms versus us.
Yeah, it's weird.
And I don't mean to be like make fun of that. It's weird.
I know we fled Virginia and the hurricane said, okay, we're going to go smack Virginia now.
Right. Our, I guess, expectations of the hurricanes down here. I mean, we went through Ian. That was Hurricane 5 at landfall or very close to.
Cat 5, yes.
What did I say?
Hurricane 5.
Oh. Anyways, so we went through that, and by the time it got to us, it was like a 3. We're more inland, so
it wasn't. Yeah, but it was strong. Still, it was sketchy as shit, though.
Yeah, very high winds.
Yeah, it was high winds, and it rained a shit ton, which that's the most worrisome part for me, was the ground getting so saturated, and then those winds picking up. Trees just will fall right over. There was a lot of cleanup to do, too. Like, afterwards, we had a lot of debris in our yard. It wasn't anything major, though. It wasn't.
We did well. We got through it. We were safe. We did good. But, again, here we are on year. We're going into year 3 now of living here in Florida.
Which is crazy.
And our family in Virginia have had, what, 2 or 3? They dropped down to, like, tropical storms, maybe.
Yeah, but they get a shit ton of rain for where they're at.
And up there, you end up with flash flooding.
Yes.
Because they don't have the absorption into the water table.
I wish you guys could see these hand motions that are happening over here, because it's insane.
I talk with my hands. I can't help it. We really should be on camera, but again, pajamas. Like, this is life right now.
It's 9 o'clock at night right now on Sunday, and I'm half naked.
And you don't have a shirt on. Would you stop saying you're half naked?
That's half naked.
But for a man. Pants
and shirt. That's 2.
No,
you take 1 away and that's 1. So that's half.
I understand what you're saying, but you are a man. It is socially acceptable for you to walk around without your shirt on. So at no point are you considered naked because you don't have a shirt on.
I said half naked. I didn't say full naked.
But half naked for a man would be like walking around in your boxers. You don't have pants on. The top half doesn't count.
It does.
It doesn't.
It does.
No, because you could walk down the street without a shirt on and you'd be fine. Men do it all the time.
Why?
When they go running?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What is running? Next.
So all those hurricanes going up there, it's kind of crazy. So I was looking through Florida headlines. Okay, well, if they're getting all the craziness up there from the hurricanes that we haven't seen, what's going on in Florida? Have you heard some of these recent headlines?
I don't know.
The gator walking around with the human in its mouth?
Yeah, I did see that. That is fucking terrifying.
Uh-huh. So one of two things, right? They have yet to determine if the gator was the cause of death.
Yeah, I was thinking that. I would probably bet 90% it's a body dump situation.
I agree. So they identified the body, and this is really, really sad, as a woman, I forget her name, Sabrina something, but she's like 41 years old, and they are still going through autopsy right now and trying to determine cause of death.
Yeah.
But this was a 14-foot gator.
The big motherfucker.
He's huge. And I guess he was hiding in some of the pipings in the canals.
Yeah.
So I'm not sure. We'll keep an eye on it to figure out what happened. But the gator was then euthanized for being considered aggressive because he wouldn't drop it.
Why would he? I mean, it's a fucking animal, dude. It's just trying to. Gators, they are like vultures. They'll eat dead shit.
Right.
That's how they've been around here for so long, is they will survive on dead stuff.
They survive on anything, I know. Honestly.
They will eat. They fucking eat rocks. But yeah, I don't know. That's super sad, but I feel like it has something to do with a homicide type deal.
That's what I think too. So I'll be curious to see what comes out of this.
Gators generally are super afraid of people.
They're super docile.
Yeah, they make an effort to get away from you as long as they're not like in a neighborhood where people feed them.
Right.
And then they become nuisance gators, and then they have to be killed because that's when the problems start arising. They start coming up to people And then some
thinking, ooh, food.
Yeah, ooh, he's going to feed me. But then they have a dog.
Yep.
And then it goes after the dog because it's a predator.
Mm-hmm.
And then they kill it. It's messed up. But yeah, I don't know. I don't know how I feel about them killing the gator, to be honest with you. I think that's fucked up.
Yeah.
Unless it's found out that it did, in fact, kill the person.
So the gator is innocent until proven guilty?
It's a little late for that.
Now, yes, but...
I don't know. Based on gator behavior, I doubt that thing just yanked somebody out and killed that lady.
Right.
I seriously doubt that. But you never know. I feel like it should be kind of easy to find out, maybe. How long has this lady been missing and things like that? Right. I don't know.
Yeah.
I guess we'll find out.
Very true. So I then decided to go on a deeper dive into more headlines to see more Florida stuff, to see what else has been going on. Did you hear that there was a bear in Disney World?
Yes, I did see that.
A bear.
It wasn't an escapee from the zoo part, right?
Nope.
It was a wild bear.
Wild bear walking through Disney.
Well, put his ass in the zoo. You want to be here, bro?
he was just queuing up for his lightning lane.
I guess. Good lord.
Right on Ratatouille.
That's a spot to be for a bear, though. There's all kinds of garbage and stuff they could eat.
Right. But they did relocate the bear to one of the national preserves around the park. Not around the park, but away from the park.
Yeah.
So he was rehomed. But we go to Disney at least once a year now as our trip for our daughter. And what could you imagine the chaos that would erupt?
It's just weird how it wasn't afraid. See, why wouldn't they put that thing down?
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't afraid of people, and there's thousands upon thousands of people in Disney, and they're just strolling around.
Mm-hmm. Nah. He just wanted to meet Mickey.
Yeah, okay.
Or Baloo. He wanted to meet Baloo.
Oh. See what they did there? Well, you know, speaking of another animal, did you see that crocodile?
Oh, that cleared out the beach?
Yeah, it was underneath the pier over there. I can't remember what it was. Pompeo?
Panama?
No, not Panama. No, Pompano Beach.
Oh.
Pompano Beach. Something like that in Florida.
Mm-hmm.
Saltwater crocodile.
Yep.
Or American crocodile, whatever. Florida crocodile. One of them fucking crocodiles.
Croc.
Was underneath a pier on the beach.
Mm-hmm.
That's terrifying. When you go to the ocean, you're supposed to be afraid of sharks. There's a fucking lizard in the water.
Oh, speaking of, when we were at the beach today, there were so many fish. I'm talking like thousands upon thousands of fish swimming around us.
I think it's mullet mating season or something. I think I read that somewhere. I can't remember. It's like mullet migration or mating season, something like that.
It was crazy. We were at Siesta Key, and they were just these tiny little things everywhere. The birds are diving, getting them. A couple were jumping.
Oh, yeah.
And it scared the shit out of me every time.
So they were schooling. Yeah, I wouldn't be swimming in that water. Like, bait balls, and you're in the middle of it. Nope.
But there were hundreds of people in the water all around us. Man. Yeah.
So you're a bait ball, too, then.
So the last headline I saw, I had to find a Florida man.
Wait a minute. Before you do that, can you explain what you saw at the beach today that was absolutely ridiculous?
I saw a lot of things at the beach today that was absolutely ridiculous.
A lady had a tripod with her cell phone camera doing selfies in front of the water.
Influencer.
Over and doing the same pose hundreds of times, taking photos.
Running into the water, standing in front of the camera. It was insane watching this lady.
And you showed me, I didn't go, but you showed me a video because you couldn't believe
how many times she was doing it.
Right. And your video had, you could see people in the background. Uh-huh. They were pointing at her like, look at this bitch. I was like, I guarantee you she drinks pumpkin spice.
Very true. But... Yes, that was fun to watch. And then there was also this couple that were on the beach, and I guess they only brought one towel. I'm not sure, but they decided that the man was going to lay like with his belly towards the sky, lay on his back.
Yeah.
And she laid on top of him, straddling him.
Oh.
Just laying there on the beach like that together. I guess romance. I don't know.
Let me ask you a question on a podcast so we can get this down in the history books. How do you feel about music on the beach?
I hate it. Loathe it. So my dad started playing it. Started playing music.
Today.
I got mad.
Did you? Did you say something?
I did. I said, can you please either turn that down or off? And he goes, when the song is over. And he did. When the song was over, he turned it off. But
I don't. To me, you go to the beach for.
It's literally like.
It's therapeutic.
Ambiance, but that's really what it is.
It's meditative.
It is the sounds of the beach, right? Yeah,
birds.
You hear the water rolling. You hear birds. You hear just even if it's a crowded beach and you hear people chattering, it's the experience of being in the moment. You're taking yourself out of the moment.
What I've noticed too is the people that do play the music, they play it so fucking loud.
Mm-hmm.
And what cracks me up is they play it so loud that they're yelling at each other to talk.
Over top of the music.
Yeah, I'm like, why?
Now, granted, my dad didn't have it that loud, but.
So he probably had it enough to, I mean, obviously you could hear it because you're sitting next to him, mm-hmm. but other parties on the beach probably couldn't really hear what he was listening to.
No, it was not that loud.
The ocean is loud.
Even to me, like sitting next to him, like. Nails on a chalkboard at the beach to me.
Yeah, when I go to the beach, it's time for listening to the water and the waves crashing and the birds chirping.
I mean, even the kids laughing. Watching them play and hearing the things that they say, like, it cracks me up.
I don't know. It's strange to me.
It's like people can't be with their thoughts or can't stand silence.
But it's not silent. That's the thing.
I know, but if you're with a group of people and there isn't constant interaction with those people, it's awkward.
Right? I don't want to interact with nobody. Just let me listen to the fucking water crashing.
I'm telling you, we're becoming more and more hermits the longer we live.
But that's the... We're not, I guess...
Or antisocial, maybe, even, is the word.
I don't know. I just appreciate God's creation and... The natural movement of the water and the ecosystem and just listening.
The experience.
It's meditative and therapeutic to me.
Mm-hmm.
Water, I don't know why, but water is tranquil to me.
Mm-hmm. Water is life.
And it doesn't have to be the ocean or the Gulf. It can be a pond. If it's calm and serene.
It's water I can get in.
Yeah, not me. I go fishing in the neighborhood and I will go to a pond. There's one that has like a tiny pier, but I like to sit there while I fish and I look around and try to see what kind of birds I can see. And then I try to find gators because there's gators in that their water. And I don't know. It's just, I don't know. Something about it just makes, it feels like it melts stress away. Like, I can physically feel the difference when I am near water.
I agree.
It is nuts.
Yep, especially when I'm in water. It's very tranquil to feel the submersion. Like, I don't know. I don't know how to explain it. The way I feel when I'm in water is very relaxed.
So go to take a bath.
I do like baths. I don't do them very often because it's a lot of effort. But, yes. Anyways. So, my last headline. You ready?
Yes.
I had to find a Florida man headline. Had to, right? To close out headlines here. So, an 82-year-old Florida man fought off an intruder with his cane.
Fuck yeah.
Uh-huh. He said, you can't be scared.
Do what you got to do. Beat the shit out. I'm surprised he only used a cane. Florida's got the stand your ground law here.
I know. But an 82-year-old man with a cane. Like, I have a splinter in my head after we watched the new Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle movie. Yeah,
Master Splinter.
So I've got splinter in my head thinking of him, like, twirling his cane.
What'd you think about that movie?
I liked it. So the new animation style is growing on me. I didn't like it so much at first.
Yeah.
But honestly, Spider-Man, the Miles Morales stories... are the ones that introduced me to that style.
Yeah, but this one was a little different than Spider-Man, I think, because Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles was very, I don't know, it was like rough. Everybody's face was fucking weird shaped.
Right. It wasn't as soft as Spider-Man.
The people in Spider-Man looked legit, other than that first one where you had that big motherfucker. I don't know. he was clearly cartoonish. But this one, every single person had a weird cheek.
What I'm saying about Spider-Man, they were like softer edges, whereas TMNT has like harsher edges. But the animation style, the colors are still very popish.
Like, yeah.
It's very pop in your face.
Yeah, and it looks very artsy to me, too, because there's scribbles.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they're not trying to make it perfect like a Pixar movie where...
Right. Everything is airbrushed.
It's crisp. Mm-hmm. There's no, I don't know, like, scribbles where there's an explosion or anything like that. It looks as real as they can make it look. But I don't know. I felt weird about it. I don't know. There's just some... I don't want to spoil anything for anybody, but...
The one thing I didn't, I have.
It was hard as shit to hear.
Right. I have a very hard time, and there's a word for it, when I get overwhelmed with noise, right? I can't concentrate on what one person is saying. I feel overwhelmed. And they did that a lot.
They really played up the teenage part.
Where they have like all four of them talking at once over top of each other. And again, I know it's on purpose, but
sounds like that podcast you like to listen to.
Which one?
Pod Meets World. They do that a lot.
They do, and they admit it.
I know.
And I love them for it. But
it is agitating.
In the movie, though, yeah, it was too much for me. There were times where I was like, I don't know what they're saying.
I know.
And that makes me feel, A, overwhelmed, and B, like an idiot. Well, why can't I understand?
I do think they overdid that
right.
a bit because, like you just said, there's no understanding what any of them were saying. How many? There's four of them.
Mm-hmm.
All of them were talking at the same time. So you couldn't hear what a single one of them was saying. It's dumb.
Yeah, that was too much for me. Overall, good story. It was entertaining.
I liked it.
It was a little different than any of the other ones because they really were like little kid. Like,
yeah,
they were young.
They never fought anybody before. It was like, it's like an origin story type deal.
Yep. And even the actors, they're young kids. They're teenage boys.
Right.
So you can hear it, right? It definitely sounds more like they are teenagers rather than adults trying to voice for teenagers.
I liked it too. Just some parts of
it's different.
Yeah, some parts of the story kind of were betrayals to me to the source, but that's okay. It's different, and I will own. I will let them do it, but I don't have to fucking like it.
But it's something they could build on, though, or build off
of. No.
Bad blood happens, or whatever. There's a way to turn it so that it gets more true to story again. But
I did like Ice Cube in it, though. That was fucking funny.
There was a lot of big names in that movie, too.
Oh, yeah. A ton.
A lot of the adults.
Yep. And to segue into our next topic is One Piece.
Uh-huh.
Netflix series.
Yes.
What'd you think?
So you and I were nerdy. You haven't caught on to that either. We're a little nerdy. We enjoy a good anime in this house.
Yeah.
And
adult cartoons.
And we've been looking for one recently to watch, or whether it was like cartoon based and or live like a action.
Spin-off, yeah.
So finding One Piece was like perfect timing. Like, mm-hmm. Oh, okay, let's do this. So the actual show, there's a lot of cheesy parts. And yes. I know that's hand in hand with anime to like some extent to be a little.
Well, I think
cheesy.
Anime is very stylized, and they tried to bring that into the live action, and it's like, that doesn't translate right.
But, like, it wasn't overdone, though. Like, it could have gone really wrong.
Yeah.
But they did a really good job for the material that they have. So, I liked it.
I
thought it was good. It had a good story, and honestly,
I like the actors. They grew on me.
Honestly, the girl, the female actor, and I can't think of what her name is in the show, right? This very Naomi? Naomi?
Nami.
Nami, yes. She grew on me a lot.
Yeah, me too.
At first, I didn't like her at all, but like by the end, I think she's my favorite.
That's where I really liked One Piece as a show, because Monkey D. Luffy. main character.
Uh-huh.
He's not your typical protagonist or whatever. He's got like this non-give-a-fuck attitude about everything, but I don't know. He wants you to do what you think's best for you.
Mm-hmm. And he's very self-aware. Not self-aware. He's very, what do I want to say? He knows what he wants, right?
Yeah, he knows.
So he has that expectation for everyone else.
Yeah, if you want something that doesn't align with what I want you to go after what you want.
Mm-hmm.
I just thought it's weird to me in a TV show, because that's not normally when you have like this tight knit group, they're a pirate crew.
Mm-hmm.
He would be upset that somebody leaves. And yeah, he might get upset, but he's more like, yeah, I really want you to go.
He's supportive.
Yeah, go after it. But also, if you wrong his crew, he will fuck you up Gum Gum style.
You said it. No, I really liked the show in its entirety. I think it was a good story. They, as in critics, are already saying, though, the source material for One Piece mm-hmm. is still going.
Yeah.
So for them to have this last either as long or cut it short as the source material, they're going to run into the same problem that Stranger Things is having right now.
And that's
the characters aging.
Not having time. Yeah.
And the actors aging when the characters aren't.
I don't think there's no way they're going to be able to do a live action for 1,000+ episodes, though.
Right.
That's not possible.
So they're going to have to condense it. And imagine they do 5 seasons. If they do 5 seasons, then Monkey D. Luffy, the actor, is going to be 30. How is that going to translate on screen?
And I did read also that that's a very expensive show to produce. So I doubt Netflix is going to keep dumping that kind of money into 1,000-episode
thing. No, I don't think they'll go 1,000 episodes. Imagine they do the 5. And I think I told you this. I actually learned it on Pod Meets World. That back in the day, in order for a show to meet syndication, meaning that it could be broadcasted by multiple different networks, they had to have at least five seasons.
Right.
So I don't know if that's still true because of streaming and but the way it was explained by Daniel Fishel is syndication happens after 5 seasons. And that seems to be still true to an extent.
Who makes that rule?
Networks, broadcast networks.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know. But anyways, it seems like that's still kind of true because Stranger Things is ending at 5, and other shows have done that too. They end after 5 seasons.
Yeah, but you think Netflix is going to allow some network to play Stranger Things?
No, but it's like that's the sweet spot is what it seems like. Once you get to 5, that's the sweet spot.
Look at Game of Thrones. It went, 8 seasons or something mm-hmm. like that? They're not going to syndicate that, though. They're not going to allow other networks to play. That's a fucking classic, you know,
mm-hmm.
just like Stranger Things. That's a Netflix original that people will remember forever.
Uh-huh. I just finished it. It was so good. Not finished it, meaning I just finished 4, waiting for 5 like everybody else.
Yep.
But anyways, so
I told you to slow down on that show. Next season ain't coming out until 2025?
Mm-hmm. That's what they're predicting at least. But
yeah, that's if the strike ever ends.
End it now.
I'll write for you, Netflix.
There you go.
I'm not part of no union. I'll write for you. Stranger Things says 5 is good. Signing off. That's it.
No.
Oh, yeah. And they're doing the Avatar series, too.
Oh, right. Netflix?
Airbender. Yeah. Yeah. Mm. It actually looks all right. They did a very short teaser.
As long as it's better than the movie. That movie that they did, the live-action Avatar Airbender movie.
That was dog shit.
Garbage.
If they're able to do it like they did One Piece, they can. It can make a fucking killing for them.
Maybe. I don't know. Like, anybody who tries to redo that, it always feels like they miss a part of that show. Again, here we are nerding out on some anime live action cartoon. Anyways, they always miss one piece of that show, and it is the witty sarcasm, like the playfulness of these kids as a team.
Yeah.
And even though they're in this serious, dire, live and die situation, they still have these funny, witty moments.
I think they should make it.
In every show, every time they try to remake it, they miss that. They missed that part. Cora missed it.
Yeah, I know. I didn't like Cora.
Mm-hmm.
We tried.
They missed it.
It was too serious.
Yep.
Like, it was almost like...
It had one tone.
Yeah.
Monotone.
But you had to be like 30 years old to watch it.
Mm-hmm.
Because we watch Avatar with our daughter. Because it's not bad. There's subjects in it that if she knew, it could be bad. But they don't. They
don't dive deep into the seriousness. Right.
Of a perpetual war of some giant ass army taking over the world.
Kids. They yeah. don't dive deep for no. kids.
Yeah, it's cool. They did a really good job of that. But what I think they should do, the live action should be fucking bloody. And it should be 100% like...
For adults.
Game of Thrones style.
For adults.
Yes.
Hmm.
Because why...
I feel about that.
Why are you going to redo it?
Okay, if they do that, though, again, they can't miss that piece. Because if they do...
They can if they market it as such.
No, because that show is based on two things.
Like, yeah, you can keep the characters like that, though.
Okay, so long as they do.
The characters still partook in fucked up shit.
I agree. But there was still that level of the sarcasm, wittiness that they have not been able to capture outside of the original.
Yeah, I guess if they made it bloody and stuff, though, and they made it like an actual war, they couldn't really.
Yes, they could.
I don't know. You can't relay that dude being sarcastic like that when somebody's getting lit up by Earth.
There were moments. I can't with you. There were moments where the seriousness attached to the kids.
Yeah.
And they were in it. But there were also all the moments leading up to that that. They were still kids. Yeah, and that's the point. Like, yeah. These children are saving their world. Anyways, okay, I'm nerding out way too hard right now.
That's seriously one of the best shows of all time, and it's a cartoon.
Mm-hmm.
No doubt, like, best top-tier show of all time. I did also hear that they're doing a sequel to the show.
That's dumb.
I think it's a continuance of the original characters.
If they don't have the original voices, fuck off.
I'm pretty sure they will.
Fuck off.
Aang might sound a little, but you know.
Oh, God, no. He's an adult by now.
That is a good show, though. I recommend everybody watch that. It stands the test of time.
They don't 100%. Have Rufio, like the original.
My hell, no.
All right, nerd out.
All right, we're done.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Thanks for listening to the Unholy Union Podcast.
For more Unholy Union content, check out our social media at Unholy Union Cast on Instagram and Twitter. We also have Facebook and TikTok.
Want to support the podcast? Rock some merch. Check out our merchandise store on our site at unholyunionpodcast.com.
Again, thank you for listening, and we hope to have you back next week.
It's what you do with things you love.